B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Air Philly gets engaged and joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. He covers the Sixers for the Inquirer, Inquirer.com. Does such a great job. Our friend Keith Pompey. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, cuz? How you been, man?
Dude, I did not expect this. I did not expect a... I don't think you were expecting a return trip to Toronto.
Nah. I don't want to go, bro. Don't want to go.
What time's your flight?
3:50.
What's the mindset, man? Like, how were they today? Like, what do you think is going through their minds?
Well, they're right now, they're practicing, so we haven't spoken to them yet. But, you know, I heard some music blaring a minute ago. You could hear people getting at it. I honestly think that they're, believe it or not, I mean, I think they're motivated. I think they're fired up. I mean, I think they have to be, so I think a lot of people are like, oh, my God, they think the sky is falling. I said, I don't think they're there yet. I think if they lose game six, then there might be some guys a little nervous. But I think they're motivated and fired up to go out there and get that win.
Yeah, I do, too. A couple things. One, the most alarming thing from Monday night was Harden and the fact that he could not give you enough offensively. There were times where, they had to buy, they had Embiid in the corner so Harden could be ISO, and he couldn't beat Gary Trent. We talked about him beating guys off the dribble. Earlier in the series, he was able to do it, but not Monday night, and he had no lift, and he was passing up shots.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, when we talk about the hamstring all the time, and until we figure out, or until this season is over, and we'll see him like next year, I mean, we'll have to make a judgment if it was the hamstring or is Father Time just knocking at the door, so to speak.
Yeah.
I feel like, it's been that way all season. I mean, early on, he came out, that he was rested, and in the first four games, he was old James Harden. But since then, he's been better as a facilitator because, he's having a hard time doing the things that he did in the past.
Yeah, no, I know. But now with Embiid, with the thumb, and that's a very real deal. Look, when you're collapsing on you and you've got to deal with that thumb and they're going to collapse, and Miami's going to do the same thing if they're able to win, he's got to give you more offensively.
He has to. But I also think that right now, the way he is and at this stage of his career, and I'm just talking about this season, like with the hamstring, I think that Harden is better as a facilitator. And when they swing the ball back, if he can make a couple catch and shoot threes, knock down those shots, because I just don't see it, right now when he's doing that and he's trying to create, we see too much standing around.
Yeah.
So in order for the 76ers to win the series, I think it's going to have to be Maxey having big games. And then James Harden being, I hate to say it, but the co-star to Maxey, as long as Embiid is injured.
It's funny because I brought up Maxey a little while ago, and we were talking about how that big lineup kind of frustrated him because but that doesn't mean, I was telling Connor here, that doesn't mean that Maxey can't figure it out. They just got to be able to get more runouts, and I expect him to have a much better game.
I do too, and also, like, you got to realize something. The bigger lineup, you can say that, but the things that we're seeing is the same stuff that Nick Nurse is seeing. And I remember the first game they looked at Maxey, and it was one of those things where, okay, he got a good game. He's like, all right, he's not going to do it again. And then in game two, they looked at it and said, oh, well, maybe he will. So it got to a point where they start switching up their defenses to basically focus more on him.
Yeah.
And they want Harden to be the guy that's going to.
Yeah, they were funneling.
Yeah. So, So I think right now is all about, Doc and his staff to make the, they had 2 days to make these corrections in order to be able to free Maxey up more so he can do things and get people in space and get to the cup.
What do you hear on Van Vliet?
Say it again.
Van
Vliet, he said to, because I went to their shoot around on Monday, and he said he's not going to play.
He's done for the series.
Likely. He was like, it's going to be more like, you know, with the timeline and everything, more like, you know, the second round. Now if there's a game seven, is he going to try to suck it up and play? But he was making it seem as if that, you know, he's done for this series, and most likely he'll be back in the second round.
Let's talk about Joe for a second. So the one thing about him, and I love the kid, man, I do. I love him. I love the way I love his game, and we talk about, you know, how what a force he is, the whole thing. When he has ailments, he sometimes gets frustrated and he mopes. And that can happen again. Like, I know your hand's bothering you, but I know your thumb, it's real. It's a torn ligament, but you can't. He was moping around.
Yeah, I think the pain was getting to him a little bit. I think he wasn't getting some of the calls that he got before, even too. So when you deal with that, I think that combination, you know, it led to him to get a little bit frustrated. The one thing I'll say about Joel, I mean, and it's the same thing with the 76ers. It's when everything is going great, it's going great. When things start going bad, they kind of mushroom a little bit, right? But the thing about Joel, he reads, he listens. He reads everything that people say. He listens to the radio. You know, at least he knows what, you know what I mean? He knows people are getting back to him.
Right.
What's going on in the radio and what's going on in the paper, on TV. And I expect him to come out, and I expect him to play well, because he knows that he was out there moping. He knows that
yes.
people saw him moping.
Yeah.
And I think that he doesn't want to go down like this. He doesn't
I agree
want
with that.
People to yeah. say, you know, Joel was you know, was part of the reason why he lost.
Right.
You know, yeah.
I agree. It was interesting, though. Here, we had to say after the game, and he gave me the whole, listen, I'm not the coach, but my man's got to shoot. I mean, that's pretty damning.
Yeah, but you know what? Because remember, he said that before, too. Now, again, it was one of those things. I remember, when was it? They were playing in Cleveland, and Joel said, they were at Cleveland, and Joel basically said, you know what? He needs to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
We need him to do that in order for us to win. Then he said that again. He came back and said it before the playoff series started. He needs to shoot the ball more. Doc Rivers said it, and Harden even said, yes, it's a balancing act. So when he came back out and said it again, you know, I know a lot of people, and there was like the national media.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, this and that. I get it. But if he didn't say that at least two times prior, I would feel differently. To me, it's kind of like he's just saying, look, this is what we've been asking him to do. He has to do it. I don't think he was. Some people said he was throwing him under the bus. He was doing his meat.
I don't think he was throwing under the bus, but I did think it was very, it was, you could see he was, when he gets frustrated, he'll let you know. And it was like, yo, Doc. I mean, to me, it was more directed at Doc. Like, yo, dude, like, what are you going to do? Make this guy, you know, he's got to shoot the ball. I need help.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, here's the thing, though. Now, everybody can shoot the ball, but you got to make those shots, too. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. So you can go out there and say, we need him to be more aggressive and shoot. Now, maybe you may want him to be more aggressive and then drive the lane and make the right pass out, and then at times do a floater or something like
that. Right.
But, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for, because when we started off this show, you know, we were talking about, when you started off me a segment, you were talking about, hey, the shot isn't there, right? So if you do you really want this dude to turn into ISIL James and get like 27 shots when you got Maxey and Tobias who have been cooking this series? So, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Be careful with your ass for it. Because if the shot's
well, wrong, see, that's the problem. Yeah. The thing is that I remember watching him. And it was early in the year. There was no Kyrie, no KD. We're talking to Keith Pompey, Inquirer.com. And he went for 38. And I didn't think much. That's hard, right? Like, that's.
Yeah.
But that was earlier this year. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that hamstring has to be something, because you can't just lose it in a matter of a few months. Like, he dropped 38. He looked like himself. And that was earlier in the year.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, that was early in the year, and he did look good. And it has impacted him. And, you know, he's been trying to do some explosive drills and sprints and other type things, weightlifting, to get it back. But, you know, it's just one of those things where it just doesn't come back overnight.
Yeah.
Especially when he injured it right before, you know, basically before he was traded.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. Here's the thing. When they go with that small lineup, and I know the thumb's bothering them, but I would say, Joe, go dominate down low. There was a point in the game I thought he was going to go down there because he's unstoppable. I don't care, you swarm him, there's no one that can guard him down there. And that lineup's small.
Yeah, I got you. But like you said, the one thing that he has to do is, you know, get down there. Also, continue to not focus on the hand, on the thumb.
Yeah.
You know, just get down there, dominate. The one thing is, it tends, like, you know, as he said, they weren't getting stops; they were defending them. But I also think that, you know, it was one of those things where the Sixers brought him back in earlier than they normally do. Because the game was getting, they were losing, and it's one of those things. He's not no good to you being on the bench. I think that he got fatigued, and in the past, a lot of times, you know, when he gets tired, he doesn't run rim to rim anymore.
Right,
it's one of those things.
Yeah, no, he looked that way.
And that's what it was. But you're right. I mean, he take advantage of the mismatch, feed him, and then the thing is, this is where like a guy like Harden can help him. Is when he's down low, he knows they're going to come in triple. He knows that. Right now, what they're doing is a lot of times they're leaving Harden as the guy open. That's where you kick the ball out to Harden. And I'm not saying do the dribble, dribble, dribble.
No,
I'm talking about do a catch and shoot.
Yes.
And that's the stuff that he can do. If he can make three of those shots.
Yeah.
Then I think that's going to open up everything for everyone, because then all of a sudden, they're going to start guarding him, and then that's going to open stuff up for Maxey if they swing the ball.
All right, last thing, and it's over to Keith Pompey, the Inquirer, Inquirer.com. Does such a great job. We love talking to him. Doc Rivers, what's going through Doc's mind? How many times you're going to hear how many series he blows, the whole thing. We remember Father's Day, his body language. What do you think is going on with Doc right now?
I mean, I think it's a pressure situation for him and everyone. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's just going to happen. Like, if you knew when they lost that game that everyone was going to come out there with, Doc Rivers.
Right.
You know, 3-1, 3-1. And if he loses the next one, it's going to be worse, right? It's going to get worse. So, I think there has to be some pressure there, just like there's pressure for everyone. You know, but one thing I will say is it's kind of funny because, and you can understand where coaches, like, sometimes they just snicker at this because, and I'm not saying he has, and I haven't spoken to him about it, but it was just after game 3, everyone was saying how he was out coaching Nick Nurse, and that was a great time out, and this and that. And then they lose the next two games, and it's like, uh-oh.
Well, that's because of the – yeah, I mean, that's – listen, I mean, that's just the way – yeah, well, that's – listen, when you – right, but, you know, again, when you come out with that kind of effort in a closeout game, you start to go, yo, dude, what are we going to do here? Let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, because I wouldn't be surprised if they win. I mean, and I
think they're going to win. I think the Sixers win the game tomorrow night. Yeah, in fact, I would be crushed if they lose, because guess what? They ain't winning the game seven.
Nah. It's funny. I was on a couple Toronto shows.
Yeah.
And they're they feel really good about coming to Philly and winning game seven, just because they know that the fans in Philadelphia hold the team accountable. And it's one of those things where they feel as if that the Raptors will get a lift from the fans in Philly if Embiid is lazy and this and that and da-da-da, or not playing well, other guys. So, you know, I honestly think that...
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it either. But I honestly think that, you know... that they can still pull it off tomorrow.
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to win. I feel you, Keith. Yeah. Listen, have a safe trip, my brother. Thank you for hanging with us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.